Welcome to the first episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger 2016!
Yo, fucking Star Wars was the shit!
We did it! Yee!
Let's see if we can survive till 2017.
You know what, Ichi? Fuck you.
No, yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you! Fuck.
Star Wars was an amazing movie!
It was a really good fun
Kylo
movie.
Ren was wrapped an
really good bitch. A really good fucking movie?
Hey.
Well, yeah, I mean,
if you go see it a second time, yeah. You'll see that Kylo Ren was actually a really amazing character.
No, he was.
Yes, he was.
I think you're both right.
I don't like Kylo Ren, so there.
No, really.
But he'll finish.
Honestly.
What you started.
I admit, he whined a lot, but then I'm like, wait, he's a teenager. Of course he's whining.
This is not the Star Wars podcast!
Well, it should be!
Whiny, emo, took off his helmet too much.
Wait, that is Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah! And on that note,
cue the roll call!
Fuck you, guy.
We're live! Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Vegeta's Azeel!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster! Lightred!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Auto Gar!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Otsukare!
So,
cue the roll call! Oh, I missed it.
Damn it, Lane! You couldn't wait 1 month before fucking it up?
No.
We already spoiled the year! Screw this! We'll see you 2017!
Alright, see ya!
No, but, so yeah, we're all back. We took a nice, long 2-week break. Some of us longer than others.
Some of us have lives.
Some of y'all are Star Wars.
Ironically, by going to see Star Wars, usually attributed to not having a life.
I bought a TV. It's very big and nice, and I love it.
I managed to cram 3 TVs.
Slang for penis.
Yeah, one of them from my parents.
I managed to cram 2 TVs on my desk under, and like one of them on an IKEA stool, and now I have a really complicated desk setup, but I love it.
Still slang for penis.
Yeah, sure.
Also, as Kylo Ren has, like, a Darth Vader fetish, I now have a fetish for Kylo Ren, so I have...
Gross.
Like... 2-3 figures of a pop vinyl, and next week I'm getting, like, the 1-to-1 scale prop replica mask that you can get.
I thought you were going to say a 1-to-1 scale replica of Kylo Ren, and I'm like, that won't fit.
So, probably expect in the next episode of Cast Ranger, I'll just be wearing the Kylo Ren mask.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead, Gar.
I brought back my, blog page on Facebook, changed it to Gar's Toku Blogs.
I almost gave a shit. Okay.
Oh! The salt! Sal, your new name is Saltcaster?
Yeah, Gar's...
like Shinobi Gar's, Maru.
Gar has taken over... Gar has taken over as the new Lane of our circle of friends.
Noni Kai!
So I am no longer the butt of everyone's jokes.
Shut up, Lane.
But basically, I talk about VR Troopers, and every Saturday night, I talk about a Toku movie.
That's cool, actually. If you're into that, what's the actual address of it? What's it called?
Gar's Toku Blog.
Do you have
I've seen
URL?
What?
The URL?
It's on Facebook.
Hell, today he tried showing me, like, the first series that had started Ultraman, but it didn't have Ultraman in it. So,
in all seriousness, I've seen a few of them. They're actually pretty good. So, check them out.
But,
we were going to say, so we all took a break because of the holidays. And, I don't know, we can spend a few minutes just talking about that. What'd you guys do Christmas and New Year's?
I went back home.
I spent my first Christmas away from my family, so I went to Kelly's house in Pickering.
And I've been doing that for years.
2-3 days there.
Oh dear, I think we all know what that means.
Boing! Gross.
Well, I watched a lot of Big Bang Theory.
I should say,
see? 4 hours worth.
I should say, I should say the party that Gar and I, Gar and Lane and I went to got pretty close to that, though.
You guys almost boinged each other?
No, I almost...
Might as well have, the way everyone was wrapped around each other on that couch.
If we spent the night.
All my years of shipping Lane and Itchy.
Down the drain. What'd you guys get for Christmas?
Well, I bought a TV because my parents just gave me
money. Get?
Okay. Let's see. Kelly got me Rise of the Tomb Raider. She got me this really, really cute, like, It's the Kraft teddy bear. It's like an actual stuffed bear, and it came with a jar of peanut butter.
Filled with peanut butter.
No, it's not. No, it's not filled with peanut butter. But anyways, it's about halfway. It's super fucking cute. It's like it's in my room right now. And just like a bunch of random stuff. She got me a Captain Phasma.
Keep it brief. Everyone's got to take their turn.
Yeah. And like I said, the main thing was I got a TV.
Cool.
Most of the stuff my mom gets me is kind of trollsy gifts because my mother, A, likes to prank me, and B, likes to wrap things. But,
isn't that how you got here in the first place?
No, I got here because things were not wrapped.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So you got all wrapped up.
Kim, who was on here before as Purple Caster, my lovely girlfriend, she spent the holidays with me, and we went to my mom's place in Woodstock, and she walked into the place to find that there was a mess of gifts for her, and she was expecting nothing. Aww. The funny thing is, like she got some stuff from her mom, and then she, like, got way more from my mom. So I don't know if she actually did it, but she told me she was going to show up at her place, at her mom's place, with all the stuff she got, and be like, "Mom, you need to step up your game." But yeah, most of the stuff I got, I ended up donating to Goodwill because it's all like toys that I wouldn't be playing with anyways. It's like Transformers and fake Beyblades and a bunch of crap.
You know who lives with you, right?
I don't think it's stuff even he would want.
A bunch of Megaforce figures.
I did see like
had their limbs removed.
I did see there was a Power Rangers Rock'em Sock'em or something.
Yeah, yeah, we got this like Rock'em Sock'em robot style setup, but it's Hurricane Red and one of the monsters from I guess Hurricanger. But the thing is, they're both broken in different ways. Like the monster's left arm doesn't work, and the Red Ranger can't like reach far enough to land a killing blow to the chest.
Neither of them can
kill each other, so it's a game of how long will you play until you get bored.
Oh my god, it's almost like it's a toy from 2003.
Sal, what did you get for Christmas?
I actually had this cool little setup. So my girlfriend Carol went back to China just before Christmas again, right? And so she came back and she brought a lot of bootleg toys, and we called it Hanukkah. So a lot of bootleg Transformers, I'll show you them.
That's cool.
One of them is like an Optimus Prime with like his trailer has like Chinese writing on it. I'll show you next when I can bring him over. It's pretty fucking big. I got some like bootleg Legos too. Goody. But the main stuff I got the Mad Max game, which is really cool. My sister got me Mad Max Fury Road, which was actually neat. I got Battlefront, which I promptly returned. I don't have grid on.
If I want to play it, I'll just come over here.
Yeah, I mean, you play it all the time at my house.
Yeah, exactly. So now I got $90 of credit at a thing.
What about that other thing you got?
Well, the big one I got this year, motherfuckers, apparently
Let's just say it was pretty hilarious when he walked in and Johnny asked you if you'd just come from the Hunger Games.
It was because of the coat I was wearing, and I'm like, funny you should ask. Me and my brother got compound bows. So,
actual bows.
We're taking up archery.
You almost killed a coyote with one. With it.
Almost.
Got away. Next time, Gadget.
Next time.
Yeah, it'll come back for vengeance.
Yeah, I say, I'm not the biggest fan of hunting, but it's either him or my dog, so sorry, buddy.
I'll get you, Gadget. Next time.
Raven!
I didn't do anything.
Moving on. Really?
Come on.
You went to Mitch's.
You got a cute shirt from your parents.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you describe what the shirt is?
Boring,
describe
faster.
What it is.
What is on the shirt?
Cowzilla.
Oh. What?
It's Godzilla, but like a cow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, wear a cow.
What about you, Garth? What'd you do at Christmas?
Sweater.
Okay. Was Godzilla on it?
No.
Okay. New Year! Yeah. You guys all went to the same New Year's party, right?
Yeah. Arlene and I went to a New Year's party at my girlfriend's friend Megan's place in Guelph.
And
what was that like?
Oh, I don't think I've had a better New Year's party in my life.
It was very fun.
And I doubt I will ever again.
We went to Arby's because, like, Tom really wanted to go to Arby's.
Wait. There was an Arby's involved?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
I mean, I can't argue with it. People do crazy things when they're loved.
So we bought a shit ton of Arby's food, and then after that, I got a huge headache because of it.
Buying
and then
shit.
And I literally, threw it all up, which sucked. So,
I have a story quickly, though.
Go ahead.
Basically, the day before we went to the New Year's party, I was at work, and Ichi's like, "Hey, you want to come to a New Year's party with us?" And I was like, "Sure, why not?" And then I realized no one has ever invited me to anything except for the graduation party.
Oh, there you go.
That's sad.
Now that you're popular at your school, Gunner.
Now that you're living here, you get invited to all the cool parties.
So, tell me about the orgy.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
It started as Twister, and it ended up with everyone wrapped around each other on the couch, just hugging and smiling and groping.
So what you're telling me is it's that giant gay sex ball from South Park.
Except less gay.
Okay.
Notice I said less gay and not gay. Instead of not gay.
Awesome. I heard you almost got raped, Gar.
That's impossible. He was willing.
Oh, cool.
What?
No, yeah, no, Gar claims he was raped, but I wasn't there, so I know it didn't happen. What about you, Raven? What'd you do New Year's?
Went to Mitch's place.
Okay.
With Greencaster.
Didn't get raped.
Hashtag didn't get raped. I'll tell you what I did. If it wasn't for what happened at the end of the night, I would say I'm really disappointed I didn't come to your thing, but what happened at the end of the night for me was pretty cool. So me and my girlfriend, we went to Nathan Phillips Square. You know, that whole thing. It's like the Madison Square.
Where the ice rink is?
Of Toronto, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's where we just went skating.
It's the place you go for New Year's.
Yeah, exactly. We both like skating, so we went skating for most of the day. Towards the end of it, though, you couldn't move. Like, we honestly just took our skates off and just waited until they count down. And that was fun. I'm glad I did it once in my life, but I'm probably not going to do it again. It just got way too goddamn crowded.
I think I went there once with my family for New Year's, but...
So, overall, it was good to spend time with my girlfriend, obviously. That was nice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
but actually, no. What happened afterwards made the night worth it. We're walking back, and we're both like, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. So, we're just going to get something to eat, right? On the way back, it's cold, right?
Uh-huh.
So, my girlfriend, what she does, she you know those, like, those vents that hobos sleep on to get warm?
Yeah.
She just stands on one, right? Uh-huh. She's like, I got to get warm. I'm like, yeah, get warm. So, we're just both standing there. These five young, not young people, like college kids, come towards us. One of them, like four guys, one girl, right? Girl's wearing she's like dressed up, right? She's like, she sees what Carol is doing, and she's like, you are the smartest woman in this city. Runs over, they all run over, and we all just huddled around together for warmth on this thing. And we all just start talking. Okay. And we're just like, oh, this is cool. So where are you guys from? And they're actually all from Michigan. They're just visiting.
Oh, cool.
So we're all like, oh, okay, that's cool. We end up talking for a bit. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to go find a place to just get something to eat. And we're like, we're heading to Denny's. Do you want to come with us? So we all just ended up hanging out for a couple hours at the Denny's. And it was a really cool time. Sounds 2 a.m. pancakes, motherfuckers.
That's awesome. Cool.
Does anyone have any goals quickly?
New Year's resolutions? One of my resolutions, I have two. My main one is I'm hoping to eventually move to Pickering, where my girlfriend Kelly lives, and like we are going to get an apartment together because, like, you know, we want to spend the rest of our lives together. But my other, like, sort of mini one is
that's a minor
I want
point.
To. No. My mini one, though, is to play, beat a video game every month. So this month is Rise of the Tomb Raider, and February I'm going to finish Fallout 4, and then March will be an Assassin's Creed game. So.
I was going to say, make sure you keep an eye on how long to beat.
And I was thinking sometime in the summer each year, or like sometime down the road, I might just do a month where you and I will just play Undertale.
You mean a game you can beat in 4 hours? Sure.
Sure. Okay.
We could do that in a Saturday.
We should do a video. It'd be fun.
I might be down, maybe.
Okay.
Any other New Year's revolutions?
Raven! Boring caster, can we call you that from now on?
DS caster.
I was going to say, he's the only one who said his. Everyone's going to get their turn.
I'm not going to say anything. I don't partake in that shit.
Yeah, you're already perfect. We discussed this.
Hey, Ichi, what's your resolution?
I actually have already accomplished one of mine. One of my New Year's resolutions was to finally start cleaning up my room and reorganizing stuff and doing stuff that's been lying around waiting to be done, including moving some shelves in my room, reorganizing my figures that all fell over. I reorganized my desk. I bought a new stool to put a monitor on the desk. I'm really happy with my desk setup now. I set up the extra monitor that Lane got me, so now I've got this really awesome 3-screen setup. I finally got rid of all the toys that were in my room that my mom had given me from like the last 2 Christmases in addition to this year's. So Kim helped me and sort through all those, and we finally got around to donating those to the Goodwill that's near here.
Again, thank you for the Autobot.
Yeah, I gave Gar one of
the toys. Oh, yeah, I have a Decepticon, like, chrome logo on my door now, so it's fucking cool.
One of my other resolutions is to put serious effort into working on the Cast Ranger game, which is chugging along at a steady pace. That's pretty much the main ones right now. I haven't thought of anything else so far.
You know what my New Year's resolution is?
What?
To get this fucking podcast going!
Yeah, let's talk about some ghosts.
Double episode special this week because we have some catch up to do.
Oh, wait.
No, I prefer mustard.
Wait. Episode 10, perfect way to describe ghost. I got the things! You got the things? I got the things! I know.
See ya!
Yeah, fucking Sionji just fucked up.
Okay,
fucked
so.
Fucked hard.
Yeah, throughout the course of these two episodes, we don't actually find out what the fuck happened to Sionji. He just makes the wish and vanishes into the monolith.
Chances are he's
well,
dead.
No, and was, okay.
And the sage says, yes, Rocker like, tried to do that without a belt, dumbass.
You know what the funny thing is, though? Remember how I first described Sionji, who he reminded me of?
I don't remember.
The guy in the black,
the
from
Nazi,
Raiders of Lost Ark.
The Nazi dude?
Oh. Yeah, and then he fucking... He gets dissolved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should just make like a clip where he just shows the face
his
melting.
Face melting.
Ah! No, I think what happened was he got sucked into the Gamma World.
Probably.
So,
but he'll return.
No, I can't wait until...
I have a feeling he actually
you know what?
Came back.
I can't wait until the end of the series where he comes back as the endgame villain, having merged himself with God.
Yeah, something like that.
Speaking, okay.
God, my God.
So, like, we're not doing this in any fucking order, but honestly... Takaru did do a really fucking awesome thing, and this he got to, you know, have the wish, which was really just sudden, because he kind of just got sucked into the thingy, and then literally just the, like, some kind of, like, kid's voice, alright, what do you want?
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm sure will come up later, the voice of whatever fucking benevolent deity that he spoke to is a child's voice.
I'm sure that was just an artistic decision. What's more pure than a child?
Yeah, maybe.
But
there's a lot that hasn't really
some
been...
dead kid.
There's a lot that really hasn't been touched on, like what the belt is and where it came from, what that voice is, stuff like that.
I'm still saying...
How... Like, they still haven't talked about how Makoto got his belt. These are all plot points I'm sure that will come up.
Well, considering he's being called a traitor by the Ganma guys, I assume it was the royalty there.
You know what? You know what? Calling it right now, V-Cinema... Spectre movie.
Seeing
it's
as,
gonna happen.
Seeing as Senin knew about Makoto but didn't say anything, it's safe to say that he gave him the belt
probably.
Because he seems to have power over those.
But we have not seen Makoto act or seen or like be around Sage at all yet, so.
Hey, Wayne.
Huh?
Yeah, the Ganma are all calling him a traitor. You think TR-8R is a Ganma?
Traitor!
TR-8R for the win!
I like JB-007.
That's a Star Wars.
But yeah,
I don't know a Star Wars.
Takaru did a really, really awesome selfless thing, which Akari was kind of being a fucking bitch about, which I fucking hated her for.
Well, she doesn't want her friend to die!
No, but she was... He's already dead. She more so means, like, oh, I want you ascending somewhere, but, like, he even says it in episode 12, that might not happen. It might not disappear into nowhere.
Here's the thing that this hinges on. They never said whether Canon had a timer either. If she did, then sure, I'm okay with this. If Canon didn't have a timer, then they could have saved Takaru with this and found another way to get Canon.
Yeah, but at the same time, they don't know if this can be done more than one time.
But,
that appears to be the goal from this point.
Oh, but it was really...
It's fucking Dragon Ball! Literally, after the wish got made, the fucking icon scattered, and I'm like, oh, God!
We gotta go look for him again.
No. My favorite thing is Onari. Just the one good line he's had this entire show. And he just goes off on how he thinks that they might have to wait a full year after the last wish before they can make another one.
And I
sat there like, you son of a bitch.
You Krillin-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, right? First and foremost, there's absolutely no evidence to support that statement at all so far.
No one has said anything to
this
effect.
Nobody has said anything to this effect. Nobody's ever tried this to our knowledge. You just fucking tried purposely quoted Dragon Ball.
Onari, you've been watching anime, haven't you? Fuck, you look like One Punch Man.
Dragon Ball.
I was gonna say though, Lane. That, I like I thought that was a really well acted scene, like where, you know, he makes the sacrifice to let what was her name?
Cannon get revived.
Yeah.
And you could literally just see as soon as Makoto saw fucking that Cannon was alive, he just looks over at Takaru and he's like, "Everything I ever did or said about you, I'm sorry."
Like Lane, I'm not the biggest fan of Ikari either, but I didn't think her reaction was so bad.
No,
I think
it's Ikari's her friend versus someone she doesn't know, right?
Yeah,
but she knew. Cannon.
No, they knew Cannon, but
okay, not they don't know who are they better friends with.
Exactly. I questioned absolutely nothing Ikari did these whole two episodes.
But I have to say, I respect, I don't like Takaru that much as a character, but you know what? His heart's in the right place all the time, and I give him props for that. Like, Lane, he's very selfless, which is awesome of him.
Lane, I think I figured it out. You just hate women.
Cut!
Yep.
Apparently. Two things.
Yeah.
One, the Spectre Ghost team up.
Yeah, double henchin.
That was awesome.
That was sick.
No, it was literally, hey, Christmas is coming around. Buy our stuff.
Like, let's bust through all the forms.
Yeah, and I love how they were fighting these fucking flying dragons called Gundari, apparently.
Mm-hmm. No,
During one part of the fight, they were fighting in fucking Helheim Castle.
And Alan was so pissed off. He's like, what the fuck did you bring those things here for?
What if those things weren't actually anything from the Gone World at all? What if those were just an unrelated entity that these are happening around the same time as the attack on New York and the Avengers, and these are just some strays?
That's cancer.
Life will find a way.
The second thing.
And then Musashi assembles the ghosts and then fucking speaks at him for this fucking decade-style ghost kick.
What pissed me off was to see him go, ghost go Beto into Mashi, and he's using the sword. I'm like, no! Beto doesn't need a weapon!
He just waves
his fucking arms does shit.
He plays his lapels and magic happens.
No. He just has sex with you until you get syphilis.
Oh.
And number two, because you guys cut me off right there.
Sorry.
Episode 12, where it's like, I only have 21 days left. They literally go through all 21 days episode.
Here's the thing. I figured out what is happening and with the jumps and the dates.
The writers don't know what they're doing.
No, in fact, they're matching up the dates to real-life dates because the end of his deadline was January 10th, the day episode 12 aired.
No,
okay.
January 8th.
Yeah, it's January 8th.
January 10th, the date that the next Ghost episode airs,
Are we in the future? This is fucked up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say this right now.
That's true.
Ghost, you were doing well, but then you fucked up.
How so?
They reset the story.
They reset the same fucking plot.
Okay, so I knew that there was going to be some sort of like bullshit to fuck up the timer if they were going to cut it off this soon. But really, you absorbed your father's soul and reset the timer. That is the laziest fucking way to plot device the shit out of this whole story that I've ever seen.
I liked it.
No.
They literally just reset the whole plot, except I have a couple more icons this time.
I hate when stories do that.
Mm.
There were so many better ways this could have been handled.
Oh, Nonari found Goemon and Ryoma. Yay.
Hooray, which means we don't have to put effort into getting them so we can show off the forms starting next week.
But I'm going
to
say, though, Tokon Boost is actually pretty fucking cool.
I like how it looks.
I love it how he presses the icon and BOOM!
Yeah, just explosion fucking happens behind him. I'm just like, alright.
No, it was all around him.
Yeah, but it was really funny. Like, when he goes to see his dad comes to visit him, like, the ghost of his dad.
When he ascends into ghost heaven or some shit.
And his dad literally, like, in a nutshell, just like, you're a pussy. You know what? Like, do I have to do everything? Fine. Transforms into an icon.
No.
There you go.
No, here it is. The father just says, fine. I'm gonna bail you out. Even though my father did it. He made me blow him up. Yes, Takaru's father is X.
It's Kamen Rider X.
Yeah. All fucked up with that.
Yeah,
amazing.
No. I like the design of Tokon Boost.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like the suit.
I like that the eyes are, like, reflective. Like, because you could see,
yeah,
like,
that shot of Javel and the reflection was
the
great.
The fire motif works.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna let my life burn bright. That's entirely why it is.
Well, not alive, though.
Hold on, sorry. I meant more like fire for some reason I think works with ghosts. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because ghosts are
spiritual flame.
They have wisps of smoke around them.
Well, I feel like
fire and ghosts works.
I feel like if that was the motif, it wouldn't have been red. Like, it would have been like blue or purple or something. But it's like I'm gonna let my life burn bright. So actual fire.
It's a shame the toy is actually like a disappointment. Like, a lot of people don't like it.
You don't say.
Why?
Isn't that what they said when they brought you home?
No. I don't mean the finger. I mean the icon.
You didn't hear me.
Wait, what did you say?
Never mind.
No, you got to listen to the episode.
No.
Yeah.
I was making a joke, Wade.
No, that's fine. Okay.
No, you were saying, like, what would you say about Boost?
He said that it was a disappointment.
Toy. Yeah.
Disappointment, and everyone didn't like it. And I was like, isn't that what they said when they brought you home?
It's fine.
And you thought you were free of jokes.
I actually remember the cry of happiness when I came home.
No, actually.
I think it was a despair.
Allegedly.
Okay.
No. But it's just because, like, the icon itself is a disappointment. I'm sorry, Gary. Let me continue. I know. You all love me. So, like, literally all with it is just you press the button, it does, like, some fire sounds, and that's it. But I do like when it goes, BEST!
The icon doesn't do much because most of the electronics are done by the belt.
No, I know, but I like when he turns into Tokon Boost and he goes, yeah. BEST!
Do you know what I loved? I can't remember if it was in episode 11 or 12. After, like, they make the wish...
That was
like,
11.
That was 11, yeah. And all the fucking icons start scattering.
Yeah.
And it just turned into a goddamn Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, they're like, I got one!
I got this! I got Beethoven! I got a Dragon Ball.
I got a rock.
I got a Dragon Ball.
It's like, guys, I found this. That's a 4-star rock. Put it away.
That one's a candy toy. Throw away.
Could you imagine if they just sprung for that joke?
What?
Like, if, like, as they're looking, guys, I got one! And it's like the actual 4-star Dragon Ball.
No, so they didn't opt for that one because they waited until the next episode to make the Dragon Ball joke.
Yeah. How great would it have been?
I feel like they avoided getting sued.
But the same company.
They can't because Toei's the ones who produced Dragon Ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Which is probably why that joke was in episode 12 at all.
Probably.
One thing that really concerns me is just Makoto's sudden mood swings. Like,
well, yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna fight for Takeru's future, and then later, come with us. No, I must be alone.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that.
What?
He has, like, some other shit to do, and I'm like,
what
else?
Other shit you have to do?
What else?
Come on!
Going on?
I'm like, fuck you, Makoto.
Oh, you know what else I wanted to comment on? Like, right after Takeru gets revived by his dad, the best shot of the whole episode, just, like, the wide shot of the beach and Javel and Makoto and everyone, and, like, with no, like, camera change or, like, hinting at all, just out of the corner of the screen, just Takeru just comes flying in.
When Takeru was dead, like, no, and I liked that was cute when Takeru was, like, dead, even Sage was crying, he's like, oh, I'm gonna miss that fucking bastard.
Okay. Before I get back to my previous comment, because you guys got off me again.
That's what we do.
We cut you off.
I literally apologize, Gar, saying, sorry, let me finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cut him off again.
Takeru.
Go ahead, Gar, speak. What are you waiting
one
for?
One more point!
go for it.
Yeah. No. When Takeru died.
Ichi,
dick. Ichi, don't be a dick.
Takeru.
So Raven, how was your
okay, shut up, go!
Alright, when Takeru died, you couldn't feel like any depressing, or you couldn't feel sad for him, because he's the fucking main character.
Also, the fact that we knew he was coming back.
Yeah, I want to say, other than that, which, yeah, it's obvious to anyone who was in 6, but then again, who's watching this, right? I thought it was actually a well-done scene.
Yeah.
Overall, like, you know, like, it was heartfelt, and like, you know, like, all just, like,
memory,
don't go.
I like how, like, when he was talking to his dad up in heaven, we're calling it for lack of a description, there, we saw, like, the memory feathers from the opening.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
But then he turns into Boost, where it's like, the Sage of the Kaiba doesn't act like Takeru. It's more like,
hey, I'm a motherfucker. Here's my sword. Bang, bang.
Yeah, flat. I liked when Javel was, like, firing shots at him, and he's just going, like, deflect, them. Deflect, like, deflect.
That was great.
Like, it didn't feel like... It just didn't act like Takaru.
Also, I'm sad Javel's dead. I kind of hope he's not dead.
Yeah, Tokon blew him up.
The icon fucking blew up.
You saw his icon shatter.
I thought he just defeated him.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping he's not, like, dead, because I don't like Javel.
No, this is the way it works. This arc's general's dead, now we're going to move on to Adele.
I refuse to believe he's dead until I see him jump off a bridge.
Or the next episode we see Alan's like, oh, Javel fucked up.
The next Jean Valjean.
The other thing that was...
They really didn't like each other.
The other thing that was funny this episode, like, right at the end where they're all, like, sitting around the table, they're all like, oh, so you met your dad. How's he doing? And I'm like, you assholes!
Is he still dead?
I'm like, you assholes! And he's like, oh, he's very healthy, even in death. That's our old master. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He did.
So I know that the next episode, like, I don't know when, like, is Adele showing up in the next episode?
I didn't see him in the preview.
Whenever he shows up, I just hope we see him come through a portal, and I just want someone to do a video of just, hello from the other side.
No.
That's one of Adele's songs.
Oh, no.
But apparently next week we are getting Goemon on Damashi.
I suck for
Adele. Goemon!
Sorry, I have a lot more to talk about when we do ninjas. So ninjas?
No, no ninjas.
Fuck ninjas.
Yeah, fuck
ninjas.
We're
not doing it today. We're going to wait till next week.
As well.
Well, no, there's no ninja next week, so...
But we can talk about all of the ninja next week.
We could talk about the samurai that showed up in ninjas.
Instead of Shurikenger, it's Shurikengar.
Shuriken Sentai New Ninja.
So, episode 42 opens with Mangetsu destroying the fucking city.
Yay! With the Megazord.
And then we just see the ninjas. Oh, look, they're fine. They survived. Oh, okay. They survived getting blown up and Gekiyatsu Daio.
Who would have thought?
How does it feel, Lane?
Then they almost get stomped on by Shurikenjin.
How does it feel to be cut off? How does it feel?
I don't care. I've been cut off all my life.
That's okay. I'll just tailgate you for the next 5 months.
I mean, the guy is circumcised. So, it was the big time where the Megazords are turned evil.
Yeah.
So that they can attack.
Again, this really calls into question whether the fucking Zords are actually sentient or being controlled.
That's the case with most Megazords. Like, you don't know.
Seeing Lion Howe being controlled is pretty fucking cool. Lion Howe commands all of them.
Speaking of which, yeah. Who showed up?
This is a big Shishio episode, which was very nice.
Yeah. But the other thing, before we get to like the Megazord fight, the other thing that I really liked this episode was Daddy Ninja stepping up.
Yeah.
Disguising himself as Mega Nekomata.
You know what? It actually tricked me.
Yeah, me too. I didn't catch it at first.
I was like, wait, there's a third one of these fuckers? And then I see him put on the glasses. I'm like, what's with the glasses? And then I'm like...
You know what it was? You know what it was? It's the fact that the episode was named Nekomata Returns or Strikes Back or whatever. That's what made it sound convincing.
Wait, Nekomara.
Nekomata.
The cat. Yeah. The cat returned. Yeah.
I know, I saw it and I was like...
Yeah, Megane Nekomata.
The cat returned.
The very next day.
Cat came back.
You guys don't get that, do you?
No.
It's a movie.
You guys are fucking...
Watch a Ghibli.
No.
What, the cat came back?
Well, I've seen
the cat returns!
Oh, okay.
It's a Ghibli movie.
Okay.
Thank you, Sal, for actually making it for Frag.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the fact they didn't know it, because I didn't think anybody was
there. Daddy Ninja really stepped up this week.
Oh, yeah, that was great to see him, like, you know, go in there. And
I liked when he was, like, trying to distract the villain and whatever, just like, oh, you sure you don't want to go down there? Shut the fuck up, or I'm going to fucking kill you. Sorry.
I was like, offer him, like, alcohol. He's a drunk mountain lord.
Yeah, no, I actually like this yokai. He's fucking cool.
His, like I said before, his
Drinking isn't cool.
No, it's not.
It's necessary.
Yeah.
Like I said on the previous episode, that monster's face is the emblem of the yokai.
Oh, is he?
Makes
yeah.
sense. He's, wow. He's the son of, so.
He was
kind no, of not made. Mangetsu, the Shuten Doji.
He
his
is
face
kind of,
is the emblem.
He is kind of made out of their flag.
Wait, the card?
Yeah. The drunk mountain lord, the ogre, the blue dude.
Yeah.
His
sorry.
Face is
oh.
the emblem of the yokai.
Right. Sorry,
because we they made him from their flag.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you guys were talking about the other yokai that shows up in the other episode. No, I want to talk about the most biggest disappointment and why the fuck they added it in.
What?
QAmon's like, I am your older brother.
Oh, we're going to skip right to the end?
Yeah, just, who cares?
When
the show only has 4 episodes left, why even add it in?
Yeah, I had a lot of shit to say about that, but then these guys over the week were, like, giving me good points, saying, like, no, it wouldn't
yeah.
have worked that way, and I'm like,
we actually had a discussion about this.
The question is, who's his mother?
That's what I wanted to bring up. I think it's Mommy Ninja. Why else isn't she around and never talked about?
I just sat there and I looked at that like, yeah, no, QAmon's like Gengetsu's bastard child because obviously Gengetsu's wife doesn't know
I was,
about
yeah,
him.
That. So yeah, QAmon is Mangetsu's brother from another mother.
So what, Mommy Ninja pulled a Rose Quartz and sacrificed herself?
Yes! That's my theory!
Also, I had... Oh, that's the joke you were trying to make earlier today.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Can I just say I have a new thing to replace? Yeah. I'm just gonna now for a while just say Mangetsu. I fucking love every time she calls his name out.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Can we also talk about the fact that when she found out he was dead, she literally erupted in a goddamn fear-gasm?
Holy
yeah.
Fuck, I mean, did she?
Well, yeah.
And I love it when
it's like mother losing
yes!
her child.
But, yes!
Wow. They're evil, yeah, but that doesn't...
I mean, I guess the prophecy came true. The revival was carried out by his heir.
And
that's indirectly.
That's probably why Masakage was just gonna... because Masakage was even surprised. He's like, holy shit, look at all this fear that's pouring in.
Plus, he wasn't gonna tell her, so he didn't know about that.
But no, Shuri Kenger showed up.
Yeah.
That retcon Shuri Kenger 10 years after.
Which...
Basically, in 10 years after, apparently a kid now has the powers of Shuri Kenger, but
well,
now it's the older user, so...
They never showed his actual face. Is it
is
it the same voice?
No, it's basically like he took his powers.
No, but what I'm saying is the voice of Shuri Kenger in the Ninja episode...
Yes,
the original...
it's actually... It's the actual...
Okay, then maybe this is at a different part of the timeline. Maybe 10 years later happens after.
Well,
this
they're saying that 10 years after takes place in an alternate reality now.
Okay, you know, then fuck everything!
You know, for what basically amounted to a clip show with some plot thrown at the end, though.
Jesus, right?
It was fun. I like seeing Shuri Kenger.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, like the whole game he played, you know, I forgot that he.
Ninja Karuta.
Yeah.
what do you have to say about that?
Just brave it! I just. My whole introduction to that game is just an anime called Chihayafuru.
Oh.
It's competitive Karuta.
Oh.
It actually gets fucking tense as all
and
fuck.
That, wait,
is that it's just the anime where people activate their trap cards all day?
Dai Ninja was in the episode as well. It's like, this creature did this.
Yeah, I love it. He just dives out from the wall to grab the card that he was the focus.
I defeated him. It's like me. It's like, guys, I did something. That's good. That's good.
Good job.
Go over there.
Kasabake was one of my favorites, though.
But I think it's, like, somewhat symbolism. Like, hey, you know how they defeated all these guys? Well, here comes the head. They're fucked.
Yeah.
Going back to episode 42 quickly, I liked that, they made Yoshitaka kind of feel like he had to do something to help them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to fucking help them.
Yoshitaka, Tsumuji, and Shishio pilot Shuri Kenjin for the mech fight that episode, and it was fucking badass.
Actually, I want to bring up another thing because you brought them up. The grandfather and him disappearing?
Yeah, every time he, like, gives him the end shuriken, you see, like, part of his hand start vanishing.
So if my theory... Because remember, a few weeks ago, I came up with the theory that the grandfather is the final shuriken, just taken on a physical form.
At this point, it could be anything.
I like to think that he, like, put his life,
his mentality,
his will into the end shuriken.
His
like,
mentality.
So,
but for once in my life, I'll be right.
We'll see. There's still like 3-4 episodes.
The verdict's still out on that one.
Yeah.
I like how while everything else was happening during episode 42, Gekiyatsu just gets repaired off screen with no nod to it.
Yeah. Oh, going back.
No, there was a nod to it. When they first met up with Daddy Ninja, he already said he already contacted the fucking repair guy.
Yeah.
As in, by repair guy, you mean like the 12-year-old
kid. Yes, Tetchan.
I can just see him wheeling freaking Shurikenji down the streets.
I did like, though, that Shishio was like, oh, that was nice of you to like help us in the battle or whatever, and Yoshitaka's just like, I wanted to.
There was actually a good moment, I think, between Yoshitaka and Shishio where, like Shishio's basically saying, stop being an old Japanese man.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Help your children, damn it!
They're not just your students, they're your fucking grandkids, too, and he's like,
I'm going to the toilet.
That's like,
for about 10 minutes.
They're your grandkids. The other one's an American, but they're your grandchildren.
You know what would be great? They could have done a good visual gag there. It was like, I'm going to the washroom. Shishio like goes to the washroom like after him. Like, you've been in there like an hour. He opens the door like the window's open.
Oh yeah, yeah. He just stuck out the window.
Notice that when they were piloting Shurikenjin, fucking Shishio was piloting it with his fucking gourd.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like,
that was amazing.
He stuck his cup in the sword slot.
Can we talk about for a second? Like, it didn't last very long. We got to see all 4 Megazords at once.
Yeah,
that was I fucking love that.
Again,
Katakuri, all stars.
Honestly, I prefer that. Not even just Sentai and Power Rangers. I don't mind when Megazords combine to become a bigger Megazord. But I'm just a sucker for when they're all out there.
Absolutely.
I prefer teamwork to just one.
Yeah.
You want to know why they did that? It was the Christmas episode.
Gotta sell toys, yo.
Yeah.
But just to bring up what Sal just said, another time that Sentai has done that really well was with Tokyuger. It's like an army of shadow mechs. Bring in all the trains.
Here's the other problem with that scene where all of them are there and all the Megazords. Shishio is piloting Shurikenjin, yet somehow Takaharu's gone Chozetsu.
Yeah, there was an extra Megazord out there.
No, not that. Just the fact that Takaharu went super form, even though Shishio kind of needs to be in the bracer.
That's an error too. But I'm talking about the fact that when we see 4 Megazords, only 2 are being piloted.
That could
mean anything, but.
It would have been easy to just say, oh, Kenji go pilot Bison King and Kasumi go pilot the other one.
Exactly.
Also, the easy counter went from 63 to fucking like 67, 68. He said like easy like 4-5 fucking times in episode 43.
Kalili.
Damn.
I also
even Nagi said it once, but I was like, that doesn't count.
I also like how Ariake and Okada shows up on a Gashadokuro and then immediately gets blasted off again.
Yeah, manga.
I say again just for the Team Rocket.
It's cute when she's like trying to look for Mangetsu and she's like, don't worry, I'm not mad that you used to be as a shield. I love you.
Oh my god.
Mangetsu!
That is so weird. Like, I'm really interested to see how they're gonna like portray that when they do this in Power Rangers.
But yeah, Kuemon's a real fucking dick just going up. It's like, oh Fox, good thing you're here. Do you know where Mangetsu is?
Yeah, the ninjas killed him.
Ninjas killed him.
You know,
sorry.
You know, like,
Kevin!
Kevin! You know, she said a few times, he hitting me reminds me of how his dad hits him.
Which is terrifying.
Which is, like, fucking weird, but
yeah.
I'm gonna get a bit political here.
Oh, God.
I had a conversation with someone who will remain nameless a while back about, like, do you think it's okay if, like, your mom is a total bitch to just hit her? Okay, first of all, you don't hit women. That's call me old-fashioned, right?
That's fine, I'm on the same page.
Don't hit women, in my case. But I say this, look, your mom might be a bitch. Everyone's mom is a bitch sometimes, right? Here's the thing. The woman wiped your ass for 3 years. You're not hitting her. Sorry. I don't care how much of a hipster you are, your mom wiped your ass for 3 years.
Cast Ranger PSAs.
The more you know.
Dun, you know dun, what? Dun, dun. Mongets can't say that.
That's true.
Oh, good counterpoint.
He grew up pretty fucking fast.
He was literally born yesterday.
Well, guys, how do we know she's not wiping it now?
Because he's dead.
He's dead. Not anymore.
It's like just curing on. I'm your older brother. How was I not supposed to know that? Well,
You were only born yesterday.
and then it's just like,
you're right. He just explodes from how bad of a joke that was.
That was a cool scene, though, with Kyuemon, like, killing
yeah.
him. You want to remind me of?
Long live the king.
Not close at all, but okay.
Yeah.
But I just love the preview for, like, episode 44, where it's like, yeah, shit's getting real, Mangetsu's back, Gabai's back.
Gengetsu's back.
Yeah!
And it's Gabi, not Gabi. Where the fuck did you hear that?
43 fucking episodes to finally get the goddamn, like, main villain of this goddamn show.
So, I enjoy it.
Like I said, it's kind of been a thing. Other shows have had their final villain that they've hinted at all season show up late game.
That's not
good
to do.
I'm not saying it's a good thing to do. I'm just saying it's been done before.
No, guys, when was the last time
Octo's Gill is the example I came up with.
And...
No, it's like, when was the last time they did this? Or like, they had a really good villain throughout the whole entire show and he ended up not being the villain.
Well, that's kind of a different case where in this series and Gokaiser and such... The final villain was hinted at and touted as the ultimate evil of the whole show.
There is a way to do it right, where you. But here's the thing: I feel like it's better to not know. If you're gonna have a villain who we'll use Power Rangers or Sentai as an example. The Sentai Power Ranger team, whatever, they at the very end they kill who they thought to be the main villain of it all, but then surprise, surprise, there was someone pulling the strings the whole time. I think that's better than just saying, this guy, when he comes back, it's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Why should we care?
No, it's like how in Superman Force, the line should have been like, yeah, we defeated Prince Picard, yeah. Guys, what? Prince.
But that was also kind of a subtle hint, like, hey, there's someone bigger coming.
I recently showed, off of Megaforce there. I recently showed a friend of mine, like, some clips from Megaforce to show how bad it is, right? But then I also showed him some clips of Robo Knight.
Oh.
And Robo Knight is the one saving grace of that show.
Robo Knight?
I like Robo Knight. Like, oh, come on, he's cute.
Robo Knight. He pretended to be a statue in the mall during Christmas, and then accidentally gets transported to Africa.
Speaking of Christmas... Speaking of Christmas, the ending there when they all got their Christmas suits.
Oh, yeah. Christmas party night. Oh, that was great.
What are we going to do for next week?
Imagine they just make a joke like that where, like, you know, Kenji's
Ishitaka
like...
Ishitaka Santa.
Kenji's like, I'll have none of your shit.
Yoshitaka.
No, for real. Like, Kenji's just like, I ain't having none of this shit, y'all. Keep crashing Christmas.
I like those.
Does that Kenji be super Christian? Oh my god!
I liked also when Shuri Kendra showed up. Takaho was like, "It's like, huh? Your name sounds like you could be in our Sentai. You could be
Mito Ninja."
Just like,
and they do
the
roll call. I'm like, oh, cool.
No, he's like, no,
they don't do roll call. They just show a picture of him, like in the stance of like,
yeah.
Their name
is with like the background.
Fuck that.
I have to give Ninja credit on this front. When they do a legacy, they do it well.
Absolutely.
Like they give them the proper respect.
Ninja Red.
And they have fun with it.
Red.
I forgot how much he spoke English.
I haven't watched Hurricane Ranger, so I wouldn't know.
My favorite part of Hurricane Ranger though is the ending where it's like, Hurricane Ranger, there's like five guys and they don't really know what he looks like, so they just go up to them. It's like, Are you him? He's just waiting outside like, the fuck?
I just think it's funny how Shuri Kendra pulls a Kabuto from Naruto with his ninja information cards.
You could say he had the heart of the cards.
No.
Not at all.
Right? Raven?
Fuck off.
No guard. There is such a thing as trying too hard.
In your case, trying to guard.
That
sounded better in my head.
That's the
hashtag
title of the episode.
Ichipon.
That is the title
hashtag
of the episode.
Okay, sure.
Hashtag fuck you.
Overall, though, I don't think we have much to say on the ninja front.
Can we talk about how stupid the fucking card yokai is?
Yeah, we can, actually.
Oh my god, Furigaishi!
How they finally used the fucking shrinking shuriken that we've not seen since their fucking, like, little mini, like, reveal cameo in the Kyoruger Tokuger movie.
Yeah, that was amazing. I'm like, oh my god, it exists!
The early bird cameo.
Yeah. Also, the amazing pun pulled on this character, Futagaishi, who, in, like, when they say him, when he introduces himself as the Yokai Kami. And they're like, oh my god, he's the god of the Yokai? He's really scary because we can't see him. And then they go through this whole episode, and it turns out Futagaishi is a card. You know, the other translation of the word kami. And I'm just like, damn it!
Oh my god, Japan did a pun?
That was actually... I actually thought that was entertaining and clever.
In one word, puns.
Well, Kyoryuger is more like onomatopoeia, the show.
I also found it fucking hilarious, like, Fuka did, like, a card, and it's like... And Nagi just straight up like, nope, you got it wrong! Ah!
As usual, Fuka's the first one to fuck up, but that's not
Nagi's the one who always fucking wins, that's because Nagi's like, the best.
Werewolf Yokai, everyone's just looking at Kinji.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that, guys. Yeah, he just apologizes profusely for it.
Sorry about that time you killed, yeah, I killed you all.
That's like, Werewolf Yokai. They all just touch him, like...
It's okay, man. We love you.
Everyone touch Gar.
Everyone take a Gar.
No.
No.
Nope.
Pillsbury Doughboy. So, yeah.
So next week, fucking real shit starts.
We're going to talk about Star Wars.
No, the other thing we have to talk about is the hilarious fight that they had after using the shrink shuriken.
Oh, yeah.
This zoomed-in fight of tiny Takaharu fighting the tiny Futagaishi card. And then we get, like, him using the Chozetsu Shurikenzan on him.
Oh, yeah, that was
and he looks
cute.
Giant because they're both tiny.
And then it's just like, Fuka just puts out the fire with a glass.
Yeah, like,
of water,
he explodes in, like, this huge fire, and then it zooms back out to Fuka, who just pours water
on him. I do like jokes that use perspective like
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, like, fucking Takaharu goes, like, Chozetsu, and Fuka's like, no, you want to fucking burn down the dojo? And Shurikenzan's like, oh, I got this, don't worry.
Baseball.
Like, 1,000 baseballs fucking
and
in
I'm
the
like,
ground.
It's Japan! And I'm like, wait, didn't you, like, knock him through the dojo? Because now there's roof damage.
It was so funny. That was fucking like, no, you stupid idiot!
But yeah, that was Ninja, and we don't get to see anymore till the week after.
Woo!
So yes, Gengetsu's back, and final episodes.
Honestly, my opinions on Ninja so far is literally just, eh... I'm honestly waiting for it to just be over.
Yup.
Like, it'll probably end sweet, but I'm honestly fucking stoked for Zuoger.
What
will
Lane's final thoughts be on the Ninja? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
I just think it's fun. I just think it's
not on Dragon Ball Z.
I was going to mention earlier, but I just remembered. I think it's hilarious that the name of the series actually is Zuoger because Zoo.
Yeah.
Z.
Yeah. And the Red Rangers are zoologists.
I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm done.
I just had a sloth moment from Zootopia.
Which means if this show gets dubbed, it's going to be Power Rangers Zoo Force.
I really hope not.
Everybody! You know that's the most likely outcome.
Subscribe to us on... Stay out. Dash Man, I got it!
So, yes, thank you everyone for listening. Cast Ranger is back.
Have a good day.
Stay the fuck out of the room.
Gar, get the fuck out.
Commit to the bit, Gar!
Yeah, follow us on Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, follow me on
iTunes.
Twitter at Lytrin.
Basically, it's good to be back. We hope we have a nice year together.
Yes.
A year where the power...
How long will we keep the show going?
Find out on the next episode
of Dragon Ball GT.
No, fuck you. I was actually going to do that up for real and go like, on the next episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
How long we're going to
continue
for.
Wait, guys, just because I'm going to milk it, go read Gar's Toku blogs.
Sure, why not?
You whore.
I will break you.
Okay, babe.
Fuck it. Go listen to Power Rangers Night Watch. That finished up and it was really good.
Good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
And that's a wrap.
So long.